I thought today, I'm just going to kind of jump right in. I thought today we could talk about laughter and how, you know, everybody talks about how laughter is the best medicine, but really the power of laughter can be used as a tool in your coaching practice to like motivate your clients, to enhance the mood, to, you know, really engage with them. And I don't even know what got me thinking about this topic, but when I first started working with a coach, up until this particular point, I'd only ever had a really serious coach. Like I'd only worked with like business kind of men coaches who were very serious in like all of our interactions. And that kind of worked for me too, because like sometimes I used to be a lot more serious, I think, and like perfectionistic. Anyway, I started working with this one coach and it was a completely different experience. And she was fun and was like, you know, had more of a jovial, friendly kind of approach. And I remember, I think it was maybe like our third session, she showed up to the Zoom call with like wet hair. Like she'd literally just got out of the shower and like put her clothes on and hopped on the Zoom call. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe she's showing up on the Zoom call with wet hair like that and no makeup. Like I was just like, you don't do that, you know? And like she proceeded to just kind of laugh it off. She's like, oh, I've just had like a crazy morning. And, you know, she's explaining all this stuff to me. And that was honestly like a breakthrough moment for me on this coaching session. Cause it was almost like she gave me permission that you could be running a business and, working with people and show up that way, like imperfect. And yeah, that really led me down this whole like exploration of this side of myself, right? Where I could kind of be imperfect and have fun and, you know, joke around, but also deliver and, you know, do some serious work.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So with that being said, we have a list of, you know, how you can bring that laughter, how you can bring that lightness into your coaching and how it actually enhances the experience for your client.
Yes. I have to admit, here's my question. Did you think it was funny when she showed up with wet hair?
No, it was more just, I was actually like really kind of appalled, but how it, you know, like when she just kind of popped on, right? But then where things went from there, like she made fun of herself. She was joking about it. She was like, like being fun.
She was being fun and funny. Okay. Okay. I was just having a hard time making
connecting the dots. Yeah.
The bridge between this coach with wet hair and today's subject, which is laughter in coaching. Now I get it, because she brought lightness and humor into the coaching situation, not necessarily because of the wet hair, but because of her personality and attitude. And it made everything better, and you learned and got better results than you otherwise would have. Okay, I get it. Bridge constructed, bridge traversed, bridge trusted. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, the name of the list then, this list does not have a title, but it's how the power of laughter can be used as a tool for coaches to engage. And I'm going to, on the fly, change this sentence to better serve their clients.
Coaches like to engage,
yeah, and better serve their clients. Originally, the sentence here said how to use laughter for coaches to engage and motivate their clients. But I read something interesting on Instagram, written by a very successful coach that I follow, Stephanie something, what's her name? I don't remember. Anyway, she posts a lot of good stuff. And she said, your dream clients don't need to be motivated. They're already motivated.
Mm, that's true.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
But then
they're motivated.
What if you're like a motivational speaker?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess everyone is motivated, but you could be more motivated.
It's a massive oversimplification, but I just thought it was intriguing. Anyways, let's get into the list.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a great idea to introduce humor into coaching, hypnotherapy, when appropriate, relationship. You and I both know, and you met him through me, I believe, Keld Petersen.
Yes.
From Denmark. And he's a hypnotherapist. He's very good. And he really likes to introduce humor into his sessions and into his consults and just into his business in general. And I remember him telling me, and he used to have like this big wizard beard, shaved head. He was not like a traditionally glamorous man, right? And when he would call people who had requested a call from him for a consultation, and they would say hello, he would say, "Hello, this is Denmark's most beautiful hypnotist. How may I serve you?" And it would always get a laugh, according to him.
Yeah.
And he would tell this story when he would explain the importance of humor in a coaching or hypnotherapy relationship. So when I think about this, I think about Keld. Keld, if you're listening, which I know you're not, but if you are, hi, Keld. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I didn't know Keld had a beard at one point.
Well, he used to have a beard, like, I think it was down to his belly button.
Wow. I had no idea. I'll have to go deeper into his social media.
It wasn't even all that long ago. When he and I became friends, he had the big,
beard. Really?
I think he did.
There was someone in your community, too, who recently shaved off his big, long beard.
That was Richard. Yeah, that was Richard.
Yeah.
He had a big, long...
Doesn't he go by a different name?
Yeah, Richard is his sort of like English name. He goes by Sadaka Ram.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Which I think is his Ayurvedic practitioner name or his Ayurvedic name. He's a really interesting fellow.
Yeah, he is. He does some content.
He has some good content and he does some really good work with his clients. He's... let's just do a shout out for him because he deserves a bigger following. He's SADHAKA_RAM, Sadaka Ram on Instagram. If you're interested in Ayurvedic studies or Vedic counseling or any information about it, check him out.
Yeah. And he recently just shaved off his beard.
Okay. Yeah, and he looks like a whole totally different human being without that beard.
Totally different. Like, I was like, who is this guy?
Who is this fella? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough about beards and Danes.
I noticed I think you did something with your beard different. Did you, like, trim it?
No, the opposite. I was keeping it very trim for about the last year.
Yeah.
And just recently, I kind of let it get a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
And now I've been slowly tapering it back down.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't look as wild as it maybe looked last week.
Yeah. There was maybe a week or two where I just wasn't trimming it at all. I was just letting it get out of hand. And then, anyways, it's back under control now, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Number first on the list of introducing humor into your coaching sessions is use an icebreaker and rapport builder. Laughter helps to break the ice and establish. So it's used as
an icebreaker.
An icebreaker and rapport builder. Because and the example that I gave from Keld, which is a true example, by the way, is a very good example of that, right? Particularly because people, you're getting a call from a hypnotherapist, you may not expect the first thing they say to be, humorous, right? So that's good. Yeah. Use your humor as an icebreaker, as a rapport builder. I mean, that's pretty much the whole list right there. Rapport building.
Totally.
That's we can skip 2 through 10.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of these we can consolidate, but I think that just using your own sense of humor and not showing up to coaching calls being really buttoned up, unless that's your style, but don't be afraid to hold your true personality and sense of humor back, because oftentimes that's when you know, it's going to develop a deeper rapport because it's just going to disarm the person that you're on a call with.
Yeah. Right?
Like, have you ever noticed when you're out with people or you're on a call with someone and like some one person cracks a joke, then that just lightens the mood for the rest of the group, or, you know, it just like lets people feel more comfortable and more at ease and open to sharing their sense of humor too.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it. Okay. I guess we'll go through some of the list, whatever.
Yeah, we'll go through some of them. Like, I think some of them will be able to be like, oh yeah, that's similar to number one, but number two is a bit different, and it's that it's a stress reliever.
Like, yeah.
We know that it's like laughter creates dopamine, isn't it? Something like that.
Serotonin, dopamine. Serotonin,
all those things.
All that stuff.
All that stuff that relieves stress.
All that good stuff. Parasympathetic nervous system stimulation, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, it's a stress reliever. You should use humor all the time, not just in your sessions, all the time. Yeah, as often as is appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're, you know, moving through something really heavy, you may not want to make light of it, but being discerning about where you can insert it and where you can just lighten the mood a little bit if it's starting to get really heavy.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. That one's good.
Yeah, that one's good. Number three is enhancing creativity and problem solving. So laughter stimulates creative thinking and can help clients view their challenges from a different perspective.
Yeah, this is a good point. Mm-hmm. Similar to, you know, meditation, you can activate different parts of your unconscious mind, different parts of your neurology with laughter. And yeah, of course, laughter is going to be linked to the part of you that is creative, fun-loving, you know, what is it, right brain? All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Left brain, right brain, middle brain?
I don't know which brain side it is. I'm always trying to figure out.
I think it's right brain. So if, you know, I think one of the ways we can use this even maybe outside of the session is if you're feeling a stuckness, or, you know, you're trying to solve a problem or a challenge and it's feeling like an uphill battle, maybe take a break and find some humor, you know.
Yeah.
Have a little watch of what's a good funny TV show right now? I don't even know.
Seinfeld?
Seinfeld.
Just watch some Seinfeld reruns.
Seinfeld reruns, or whatever, you know, whatever you find
funny. Yeah, whatever you find funny. Or just go on TikTok and look at cat memes or something.
Cat memes, definitely. Yeah, find the humor.
Yeah, find the humor. But it's, I think also too, if like you're going through a rough time or you're having a bad day, like where can you find the humor in whatever you're going through in that moment too?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To shift your perspective. So this isn't like related to like a coaching session, but many years ago, I was at IKEA with my kids. And at the time, I think they were like 4 and 6. And it was a disaster. Like, I just had to go and pick up a few things. I lost them twice, got called on the PA system once, to retrieve my children. Then got down to, you know, that area where you pick up everything. The kids were running around with like a shopping cart, and Liam, my youngest, hit his mouth on the cart and knocked his tooth out. And then he's crying and there's blood everywhere, and I had to go to the bathroom. It was just like, it was just a comedy of errors. And in that moment, I could have either totally had a meltdown and freaked out, or I could find the humor in what was happening. And I decided just to find the humor. And, you know, that helped turn everything around, because it totally could have ruined me. It was a terrible day, and a day that I will always remember. But now in that moment, I laughed at it. And today I still laugh at it, because it was just absurd what was happening for me that day.
There you go. Cool.
So if you're having a client session and they're really going through a rough time, like how can you find the humor and like what's happening for you right now?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Another great reason. Okay. Another great way or reason that humor is good to build into your coaching processes, sessions, whatever, teach it to your clients. Number four is building resilience. Building resilience. Yeah. I can tell you, I've been in some situations that really, you know, tested my resilience, and my mind goes to, you know, military basic training. Having a sense of humor about things and being willing to kind of find humor in some pretty serious or stressful situations can be a literal lifesaver. Lifesaver. So for sure, yeah, we want to build resilience. And Bandler, you know, one of the co-creators of NLP, famously would work laughter and humor and, you know, similar themes into most of the work that he did and does.
Yeah. Well, I think it creates this feeling of safety almost. Like when you're with someone and you're going through a difficult time and they can see the humor in it and they bring that up, like it really does create this feeling of safety. Like it's going to be okay because this person's laughing about it. And so that gives me permission to laugh about it too.
Yeah.
Or find the silver lining or, you know, like see the absurdity in what is happening right now and just get over it. Whereas if you're with someone in that moment who's so serious about it, then you're naturally going to feel really serious about it too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Very true. All right. So next one is, this is kind of similar to the stress relief one, but it like increases your motivation, increases engagement, because it's increasing your dopamine release. So it's increasing that feeling of like pleasure and like feeling good and rewarding and happy.
Yeah.
And when you're in that state of joy and lightness and, you know, harmony, I guess, then that allows you to be more engaged and like be more locked into whatever you're going through and just overall enjoying the session too and wanting to be there and do the work.
Yeah. Yep.
Because then it feels light and easy. Whereas like if it's always so serious all the time, you're just like, oh my God, I don't know if I have the energy to go into this right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I like what they say it increases, or that the list says it increases engagement. It really does. Like, I don't really, like, there's a lot of humor that's just organically injected into the content that I put out. There's not so much a lot of, like, I don't post a lot of memes or like real intentional pieces of humor, but every now and then I do. Like the other day, I don't know if you saw this. I took a screenshot from a scene from The Office.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And it's Jim, one of the main characters, and I changed it so he has a beard and is wearing a green sweater because I have a beard and I almost always am wearing a green shirt. And, you know, and I made like this little post and it was an intentional attempt at humor and people loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Spike in engagement. Boom.
That's great. Yeah.
Boom.
Well, and I think too, it's also different because like I was kind of saying at the beginning, it's just like when you get started, you know, you may think you have to be really serious for people to take you seriously too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or like really professional or really polished. But I think it's the opposite sometimes. Like if you can have fun and, you know, laugh about things and make jokes, then it makes you look more human. And yeah. Gives you, you know, gives the people watching permission to be, have fun and be silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So next one is breaking patterns and shifting perspectives. Laughter can disrupt negative thought patterns and help clients see their challenge in a new light. So we kind of already talked about that, but
yeah,
it's
true.
It's like a pattern interrupt, right? Where, you know, you may be going down like the serious route and then all of a sudden you have, or sometimes like, have you ever been in this situation where it's like there's a lot of tension, and then one person like says something and then you start laughing and then the other person starts laughing and then you're just like rolling on the floor laughing and you don't really even know why, but it's just like this release of like pent up energy or frustration?
No, never been in that situation. Can't relate. Hey, Alana, check this out. Why did the frog take the bus to work?
I don't know.
Because his car got towed away.
That's a good one.
It's a joke because we're talking about humor.
Yes, I know. I got it.
Get it? Topical. Yeah. Ha 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 ha.
Well, you know what's funny is I just edited and put up our sixth YouTube video. And it was funny motivational quotes. I totally forgot about this episode, but editing to put it on the YouTube.
The one where we discovered that there are literally no funny motivational quotes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then
quite the roller coaster.
Yeah. But then at the end, like you have to listen to the end of the episode because at the end we discover that it's an anti-joke. We're like, oh, maybe it's an anti-joke list. And then you find all these anti-jokes. And I realize that my favorite type of humor is actually anti-jokes.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard. It's actually our most popular episode too.
Yeah.
And it's actually terrible.
The episode is terrible? No, it's not. Well, it was great.
It's good, but it's like, it's not terrible because it's funny to watch, and maybe that's why it's our most popular, or it's funny to listen to. But like, there's really no, there are no tips or anything like that in that episode whatsoever. We're literally just reading like really bad quotes that are not funny and then commenting on them, and that's it. Anyway, you can go find that on our YouTube channel. It's the most recent episode.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up, but there was a reason.
I don't know. Funny, because it's funny. Funny humor.
Oh, because you said the joke. You said the joke, and that's what made me think of it. The toad joke. Okay, let's keep going with this list. Number 7, or did you want to add anything about breaking patterns?
No.
Okay. Building a positive and supportive environment, number 7. So we've already kind of touched on this. This list is kind of repetitive. But it creates this like very human connection between the coach and the client, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And like a camaraderie, like a friendliness, like a connection.
Yep. Yep. Does all that. All right. That one. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Like I said, at number 1, when we said it builds rapport, that should have been number 10, but like,
yeah,
builds rapport, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number 8, encourages self-reflection and introspection.
Yeah, it certainly can. Certainly can.
Yeah, kind of like what we were talking about. Like, can you see, like a question you could ask is, can you see the humor in what you're going through right now?
Yeah.
Right? Can you see the humor in the situation? Can you look at it? Can you zoom out for a second and see the absurdity, or see like, you know, in 10 years from now, are you just going to be laughing at what's going on?
Yeah. Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a cow that was very, very small,
mm-hmm.
do you think it would produce condensed milk?
That's a good one. I like it.
You know why ghosts are really bad at lying?
Because they ghost everyone?
No, because you can see right through them.
Oh. Those are good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
You got to save those for the jokesters in the speaker's mastery. What is it called again? Social engage, speaker mastery.
Yeah. Engage speaking mastery. Yeah. My... which is one of the benefits of being in my Engage mastermind. Yeah, we have a speaking mastery meeting every week where you get to practice your public speaking and communication skills, and people are loving it.
Yeah, it's really fun. I'm in it. I love it. I was the jokester a couple of weeks ago.
You are the jokester. All right. Number, I don't know. Where are we now? 8? 9?
9. We're at number 9. boosts energy. This is another repeat. Boosts energy and enthusiasm. Laughter releases endorphins, which can increase your energy levels and excitement. This one is cool because like a client could get on a call with you feeling really heavy and really tense and like feeling like life is happening and like, you know, not really knowing. And if you're the type of coach who can infuse that energy and that laughter and, you know, that creativity and get them laughing and thinking about things from a different perspective, they're going to leave that call feeling amazing.
Yeah. Right?
Feeling, you know, with like increased energy level and excitement and enjoyment. And this is what hypnosis does for you too. Like, I know we're talking about like coaching, but like adding hypnosis to your sessions, I just had a client like yesterday, she came in just, you know, in one sort of state of mind and then left just like floating. And she's like, I didn't want to come out. I didn't want this to end. Right. So it's just like, it's such a powerful shift.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very true. Very true. Yeah. Enthusiasm, energy, definitely. Like the more you're activating pleasant and positive emotions in your body, the more energy you're going to have. So laughter, yeah. Obviously connected.
Laughter. Well, and also using like high frequency words too.
Yeah. Like bombastic.
Yeah.
Doesn't get higher frequency than that. Or what else? What are some other high frequency words? Chocolate. Champagne.
Yeah. I can't think of any right now. Dazzling.
Bedazzled.
Bedazzled, yeah.
Bedazzled. Cool.
Yeah. Just keep up with those high frequency words.
Millionaire. Trillionaire. Number 10 last is promoting overall well-being. Laughter has numerous physical and mental health benefits. Incorporating humor into coaching, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. There's a thing called laughter yoga.
Yeah, there is.
Laughter yoga.
Yeah. Where you just like laugh. Actually, last year when I went on my, I went on a retreat in Mexico and there was another group in our resort who was doing yoga and all that stuff. And they were doing laughter yoga and it was hilarious. Like we'd walk by their little hut where they were doing their practices and they would just be sitting in a circle all laughing at each other. And you start off, have you ever done it before?
No, and I don't think I ever would. It sounds awful to me, but God bless you people if you're into that and you get value from it.
Yeah. Like you just literally sit in a circle and you start just laughing like, ha, 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 ha. And then it just like explodes into 10 yeah. minutes of laughter.
I don't get me wrong, people. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that's great. I think it's excellent. I think I'm sure it works. Not for me.
Yeah.
You can add that to the list along with ecstatic dance and scream therapy and all these other things that work and work great. And people get tremendous value from them that are not for Ryan Montes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I've never done it either.
I don't want to offend anybody because this may sound flippant. This may sound like I'm being sarcastic. I'm really not. I think those modalities are great. They're just not.
Yeah, they're just not for you. They're not for everybody. Yeah. There's like lots of things that I'm not into as well.
Yeah.
Laughter yoga maybe being one of them. I don't know if I would go and do it. I found it amusing walking by the people doing it, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll try. I'll try probably anything one time, but. Okay. Number 10, promoting overall. Oh, did you already say this? I feel like
I said that one.
Yeah.
We're done.
We're done.
It's time to pack up, grab your lunch pail at home. Yeah.
And there is a note here too, that just says, you know, you should always be respectful and appropriate when it comes to approaching humor.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's also a gauge too, because some people are not ready for the humor. So you have to like feel them out a little bit and be like, could I be a little bit more funny this time or a little bit more chill this time?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just a note.
I mean, that one's common sense.
Is it? I don't know. Some people don't have that common sense. Like some people are cracking jokes all the time and it's just like, not the time, not the time.
Mm. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But are we really going to change? Like if that's who they are we really going to change them with our little warning here at the tail end of this episode? Be nice to people. You know, be kind. I don't know,
maybe.
Yeah.
It just makes me think about being at church as a kid. And whenever my dad would come to church, like he would always just make me laugh because he wasn't like into going to church.
Yeah.
And I would just get like the stare down from my mom. Like, we don't laugh in church. So
I feel like if I ran a church, I would encourage laughter and general happiness.
I mean, I think now things are a bit more chill at church, but you know, back in 1985, this was, you know,
yeah,
you don't laugh when you're at church. Okay.
No, thou shalt not laugh.
But now things are way more like chill and relaxed. And like, I think people wear jeans to church. Like it's a totally different thing now.
But you know what though, to be fair, churches, you know, and I am associated with a religion. I was baptized Catholic. Churches do during sermons and masses cover some like heavy duty topics. Sometimes they're talking about like,
oh yeah,
very important, very, you know, pretty serious stuff. So yeah, you know, if you got your little whippersnappers with you, you don't want them maybe laughing all the time. So I get it.
Yeah. It's a respect thing, I think, more than anything.
Yeah. Likewise, like at a speech or a concert or there's many venues where it's like, you can't just be constantly laughing.
Cracking jokes. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. That's the laughter episode.
The laughter episode. I don't know if we can call it the laughter episode. We can call it the importance of laughter and humor episode.
Okay.
I don't think we packed in enough laughs to call it the laughter episode.
Okay. Well, maybe next.
You know what, though? F it. We'll call it the laughter episode.
No, I don't want to call it. I'm not going to call it the laughter episode.
You just did. You just referred to it.
As like a see you later, this was the laughter episode.
All right.
Where we talked about laughing. I don't know.
Yeah. We talked about all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of good jokes in there for you folks.
A few good ones. That condensed milk one, I like it. I'm keeping that in my repertoire.
Found it on Facebook. Hmm. All of those jokes were from Facebook.
Awesome.
Shout out to my friend, Barbara Kawa, who's also an NLP trainer and coach. She's always posting little jokes like that. So when we started this episode, I literally just went over to her Facebook profile. It was just
she just curates jokes. That's a good idea. That's a good idea for content, actually.
She's a joke curator, for sure. She's a joke curator. That is exactly what she does.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we should wrap this up. Join Ryan's Simple Social Sanctuary.
Join it now. $7 a month. Hang out with me. I mean, that should be all the selling point that you need. You hang out with me. But if you need more than that, you'll learn how to turn strangers into social media followers and those followers into clients. And we have live Zoom calls together and a great student portal and resources, and people love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Love it.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
And then I would love it if you would also join my membership, which is the Ascension Circle, which is a completely different type of community, where we ascend. We ascend together.
Can't beat that.
Really, it's a group coaching opportunity for you to bounce ideas around and meet like-minded people and work through the trials and tribulations of being a solopreneur or entrepreneur and all that stuff. So you can find more info about that at Alana Banks Coaching on my Instagram.
Cool. There we go.
That's it.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.